Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
This is the Over 40 Podcast, episode number 111, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts, former professional athlete, master metabolic trainer. I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond completely transform their body through nutrition, workouts, recovery, sleep strategies, mindset, and of course, supplementation. And today we're going to talk about stem cells. We're going to talk about peptides. We're going to talk about the importance of muscle for longevity. And we're going to do this with Dr. Adil Khan, who is, completed his MD from the University of Ottawa here in Canada. He's at the cutting edge and known internationally for treating many high profile celebrities and athletes with stem cells, gene therapy, peptides. He's also co-founded Zalt. He is a chief scientific officer of Science and Humans. And, like I say, his biggest specialty is regeneration, regenerative, restorative medicine, using interventional procedures to treat weightlifting injuries, to treat chronic neck and back pain, to treat injuries, and but also to help with recovery, to help hormonally. And I'm really excited to have him on this podcast because we are going to talk about stem cells. For those, we hear guys like Joe Rogan talk about stem cells. We hear things about peptides. We hear things about PRP, and I wanted to have him on so that we can, get a better understanding of exactly what it is. Because people will throw stem cells out like it's not, oh, yeah, go just get some stem cells. Okay, where do I get stem cells? Oh, you can go down south. Where? What type of stem cells? Because there's more than one type of stem cells. There's stem cells that are going to be more effective. There's some that aren't. There's a lot to look into. And so just throwing out stem cells without knowing is, it's just really, you're just like everybody else. But for us guys in our 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, wanting to be at the forefront of anti-aging, wanting to be at the forefront of longevity and finding ways to naturally do that, knowledge is power, right? We don't want to be that. We want to be someone who's more knowledgeable and who looks for that type of stuff. So having Dr. Khan on is going to be great. He's all over the world. He treats billionaires. He treats NHL, professional athletes all the time. So these are like the highest, class people, celebrities. I don't even put celebrities as a higher class. They're just regular people. It's just they make movies and that sort of thing. But, these are people who have the money to do this stuff because they want longevity, whether it's longevity through their sport, whether it's longevity through anti-aging because of what they do, or just want to last and live longer, right? And so with Dr. Khan being at the forefront of this, it's exciting. And knowing that he's also Canadian, so he's right down the street, as you will find out. I am going to see him. I am going to use some of the things that we talk about 100%, and I cannot wait. I'm excited to bring him to you guys. But before we go, before we start, listen, what you will also understand here is these are things that you do after you have the foundation, right? After you have workouts, after you have a nutrition plan, a foundational nutrition plan, not like a fad, but a balanced plate nutrition plan that is focused on your hormones as a man over 40, focus on your eating the right foods at the right time, at the right amount to help with, you know, losing belly fat, losing weight, building muscle, increasing your metabolism, balancing your hormones, workouts that you should be doing, not old school workouts that are for 20s and 30 year old cats, but for us older guys, recovery strategies, you know, sleep strategies. Like a couple of things that he said right off the bat are really important, you know, sleep, recovery. Those are the things that we need to be focusing on that we don't focus enough on. Of course, muscle building, that's huge. You know, and of course our mindset, right? Getting that mind that we can live till we're 100 and still be doing burpees and be able to see our great-great-grandchildren or great-great-niece and nephew or what have you. We can continue to be the patriarch of our families and live healthy. We just have to have that foundation. And after the foundation, that's when you can add on all of these things. But where do you get that foundation from? Because we're lost, right? There's not a lot of things out there that are created for men. In fact, I'm creating a certification course to certify coaches and trainers on how to train you guys, how to train men over 40. And so if you need help, if you need work, because you can't keep doing the same workouts. Like if you're on YouTube doing the same workouts over and over again, your body's going to adapt. Your body's going to be like, okay, man, you're doing the same thing over and over again. You need periodization. You need a program. You need programming. You need a nutrition protocol so you ensure that you're eating the right foods and staying away the foods that are killing your testosterone, killing your hormones, killing your health. So diving into a program specifically for men over 40 would be the very first step. And you can do that for $1 if you go to over40alpha.com. That's over40alpha.com for $1. Not only are you going to get a complete program, but you're going to get monthly coaching two coaching calls per month. You're going to get a community right now of over 3,000 men from all over the world who have completely transformed their bodies and are also on the same journey as you. And for $1 in 30 days, I'm going to prove to you that this program will help you lose 5 to 20 pounds, will help you start to feel better, have more energy. And you'll be like, okay, after the first 28 days, after the first phase, after the first 30 days, you'll be like, okay, I want more. I want to continue down this journey in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, in the Over 40 Alpha program, which has 3 years of programming, all designed for you. So join the Brotherhood program, Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood program. Workouts, nutrition, it's everything. Sleep, recovery, mobility, everything you need for $1. And I will see you on the other side. Go there right now, over40alpha.com. Join for $1. I don't want you to do anything else. Just join for $1. Start this program, and I'm going to show you how I can help you completely transform your body and your life. And you're not going to do it alone, because you'll have other men over 40 all from all over the world just like you, doing the exact same thing, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even men in their 30s, they're in the program. And then we can talk about, you know, optimizing your health, right? Once you have that, once you've joined, once you've committed, now it's optimizing your health. And Dr. Adil Khan is going to help us with that, because I'm going to keep you on the forefront throughout our journey as well, because I have a new friend in Dr. Adil Khan. Anyways, go to over40alpha.com. Join right now and enjoy the podcast episode. Get it done. We are live, and welcome to episode number 111. I'm excited here today because today we are with Dr. Adil Khan, who is a fellow Canadian, but most importantly, you know, who's one of his expertise is in anti-aging and longevity. And we want to talk about stem cells, learn more about what stem cells are, specifically for us guys who come in with a lot of injuries, right? Like when we want to get back into training, or as we get older, we start to see all of those things that we did earlier in our lives catch up to us, you know, like knee pain and lower back pain and shoulders and et cetera. And so ways to be able to combat that through stem cells and other great things. So Dr. Khan, thank you so much for being on the podcast. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, we want to keep people young as long as possible. And with gene therapy and cell therapy and all the new stuff, everything's that's being developed, it's really exciting.
Okay, so I'm excited to talk about that. But first, before we start, how did you get to where you are now? Let's a little bit of a background.
Yeah. I just, you know, I just fell through some cracks. it's an interesting journey because obviously, you know, when you go into medicine, it's about pharmaceuticals, it's about surgery, it's a lot of, you know, reactive medicine, as we like to say, and that just never appealed to me. So I like medicine, but I was really more about preventative care, and I was always about, okay, is there alternatives that are maybe not as harmful? And can still be beneficial and be just as effective. And so that's how I got into like integrative and like functional medicine. It was just like my natural curiosity, I would say. And then from there, I kind of, you know, got into regenerative medicine because again, it's this whole principle of saying, hey, can we heal your body by sending it the right signals and just giving it the right environment? Because as opposed to saying you have to take this drug for the rest of your life or you have to, you know, cut this piece out or whatever. Can we restore tissue or can we restore disease using whether it's cells, nutrition, exercise, whatever it is, you know, different inputs that modify the cellular signaling to restore normal function, basically. And that's kind of where regenerative medicine is at now. And it's really in its infancy now still, I would say, because you know, it took like 30 years to get to this point, which is basically where we're actually having clinical application and usages of regenerative medicine. Because stem cells were discovered a long time ago, but they finally are actually being applied in the clinic in real world and being used for many, many conditions. So it's a really exciting time. And to answer your question, you know, about what are stem cells, because I know people are probably wondering, because that's, you know, at a very broad level, just think of a stem cell as a cell that has an ability to grow and divide into something. So it can basically replicate itself and it can turn into other types of tissue. So that's a very basic definition. And so there's different types of stem cells and there's different ways we can use them. So there's a lot of nuance behind them. But at a very broad level, just think of it as a cell or a signal that's helping to regenerate or repair tissue.
Okay, which is what we want, right? We want that regenerative tissue because it's almost like new tissue, right? Is that what it kind of does?
Yeah, like the classic example, one of the most common things we do is like rotator cuff tear in the shoulder, you know? You got a tear, it's so common, right? And instead of, you know, traditionally you do physio, you might do a cortisone shot, which is just like kind of like a Band-Aid. And then sometimes if that doesn't work, then they're like, okay, well, go get surgery. But then surgery isn't really great. The outcomes aren't great for partial tears. You can't even do surgery sometimes. So it's like you're kind of left with these like questions, like, isn't there something else I can do? And unfortunately, if you go to your average doctor still, they have no idea about regenerative medicine. So, you know, it's funny. I feel like 5 years ago when I said that, it was like I felt like they were behind. Now I just feel like they're dinosaurs. Like it's just kind of like it's kind of just like kind of sad, to be honest, that they don't know what regenerative medicine is. Like it's literally what's happening and everyone's doing it. Like, so instead of having to get that tear surgically repaired, we can use different regenerative substances to actually repair and regrow the tissue. And so there's different options. So there's stem cells, but sometimes we even just use like peptides, which are just cellular signals from proteins that can help with regeneration, or PRP, which is from your blood. We just centrifuge and concentrate the platelets and just inject it back in. So there's less, I would say, costly options too, because, you know, peptides are accessible to a lot of people and they can work great too. So the point is there's lots of ways that we can regenerate and heal the body.
And can that happen with lower back issues too? Like we just talked about shoulder, which is the rotator cuff for sure is pretty much what a lot of the guys who I deal with come in with, or some type of a shoulder issues, including me. What about the lower back in regards to like I'm just getting some electrodes through the L4, L5, SI back joint.
Yeah.
Would I be able to use stem cells to, because this is something I have to live with. I have to live with the pain. The pain.
No, you know me now. Kinda... You don't need to live with the pain anymore. We got you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. Great.
Yeah. No, all the time. Spine is, so one of my specialties is actually spine. And I'm in Toronto in a pain clinic right now. And but I don't do like traditional pain medicine, which is just cortisone and nerve blocks. I do regenerative. So instead of using just cortisone, we can treat facet joints, which are like the joints where we become arthritic, or we can treat the disc, we can treat disc bulges. We even have procedures like minimally invasive surgical procedures now for disc herniation. So there's a lot of alternative. There's so many things we're doing that saves the patient time you know, even money, and like, and it also it works better, to be honest, because surgery, back surgery is not great outcomes either. And like, it's a big undertaking. So yeah, spine is very common and it works great. Cause what we do is what the problem with conventional medicine is it's very reductionistic. They try to say, hey, this is your one pain generator, so we're just going to put a nerve block in there or cortisone there. But the reality is it's multifaceted. So we do what's called a multi-targeted approach. So we treat the ligaments, the muscles, the joints, the discs, the nerves. So there's lots of different structures around the spine that we're treating at the same time. So you have it's much more sophisticated, and that's the way it should be, because it's a functional spinal unit. It's not just one isolated. Your discs don't just start degenerating for any reason. It's usually because of instability and weakness in the muscles and the ligaments. So that's something that has to be treated and rehab appropriately as well. And because you know, I'm into bodybuilding and stuff myself, like I have a pretty good appreciation of how to, like, you know, like with the importance of loading your tissue and everything for maintenance of spinal health.
Yeah, I mean, I have to work out. Like, even with the pain, I must work out. Like, when I'm not training, my back gets worse and worse and worse. So yeah. I have to, you know, a lot of activation and hip mobility, and then of course lower body stuff and what have you, which helps with the back pain. But I just want to jump back into, man, there's so much. I just want to jump back into stem cells, because I know there's different types of stem cells, right? Like, there's different types of treatments. Like, you know, you hear Joe Rogan will talk about stem cell. And everyone I talk to, oh, have you tried stem cells? But they still don't understand, like, well, what stem cell are you talking about? Oh, you can go to some country, Panama or some other country, and get it. What are the different types, the main ones that people...
Yeah, and that's probably the problem, is there's lack of regulation in those countries. And so you're going to get like a lot of clown doctors who don't really know what they're doing. And I've actually treated, I've treated UFC announcers, pro athletes, lots of high level NBA, NHL guys, stuff like that. And I was in Dubai working for 4 months, treating the royal family and like doing stem cells over there. And so the reason I'm bringing that up is because it's important to know the quality of the stem cells that you're getting too. So because if you're not getting good quality stem cells, they may actually not survive and actually work. So you have to... So to your question, there are different types of stem cells, and basically there's two main categories. So the two main categories are adult stem cells and perinatal stem cells. So adult stem cells are obviously as adult, they come from your body. They come from typically the fat or the bone marrow stem cells. So those can be isolated and purified. And then there's something called perinatal, which is like umbilical cord tissue, umbilical cord blood, placental, amniotic fluid. So you can get it from different sources from the perinatal tissue. And so in terms of what's better overall, it seems like umbilical cord tissue is called Wharton's jelly, not umbilical cord blood, because people get those confused sometimes. But umbilical cord tissue specifically seems to have the best what's called cytokine profile, which is just like the proteins and the cellular signals to reduce inflammation, to help regenerate, to help heal your body. They can even be used for autoimmune conditions because they help to modulate the immune system for chronic inflammation and pain. So we have protocols for that too. So there's a lot of functions of stem cells, but I guess the four main functions of stem cells that people should understand are they're regenerative, they're anti-inflammatory, they're anti-fibrotic, which means they help with scar tissue and scarring, and then they're immunomodulatory. Immunomodulatory meaning they help change the signaling in your immune system. Because what happens to a lot of people, especially as you age, is your immune system, you get what's called chronic inflammation. And a lot of people are saying, you know, inflammaging, because as you get older, you just have this chronic inflammatory process, and that leads to a lot of degradation of cellular pathways. And essentially, by doing the stem cell treatments, you're going to help to restore some of that, or you're going to shift from a pro-inflammatory to an anti-inflammatory state. That's the biggest impact. That's why it's called immunomodulatory. So when you do something like intravenous stem cells, that's what Joe Rogan and Tony Robbins have been talking a lot about, is because you're taking IV stem cells, umbilical cord stem cells, and they're going through your whole body, and they're going to help, but they don't actually stay in your body that long. But what they do is they send signals and they modulate the immune system. And that's why they have long-term benefits. And that's why, you know, that's why we treat so many pro athletes too. And even for like, some of them are just doing it now, they're doing intravenous treatments like every 6 months or a year, just for prevention, with something called exosomes. Exosomes are also this cool little thing. They're so the ways people should think about exosomes, imagine you have like chicken soup, and the meat part is the stem cell, and then the broth, that's the exosomes. So it has all the nutrients in there, but there's no cells. So you're not going to get that strong immunomodulatory benefit that you get with stem cells, but you're going to get a lot of that anti-inflammatory and anti-aging benefits still, because it's still, they're still potent signaling molecules. So we use, and exosomes are legal in Canada. They're not illegal. The problem in Canada is stem cells are illegal, and U.S. stem cells are technically illegal as well. And so that's why a lot of people travel. And that's why, and that's why I was working in Dubai. And that's why I work, like, I'm going to Croatia next week. I'm treating, you know, meeting with some of the soccer team there. And the reason I'm going there is to, you know, do stem cell work. But in Italy and Europe, most parts of Europe, it's legal. It's approved. It's just crazy because obviously the pharmaceutical companies here and everything and surgery, they don't want stem cells to take off, but they've already taken off. So they can't really stop it. And it's the power of social media, to be honest, because they can't, there's not much they can do, right? Because Google ads won't allow you to promote, to advertise stem cells. They'll like block you. And so you have influencer marketing and media, social media, that people have found out about stem cells, and you can't really stop it because they actually work.
Right. Oh man. I can't believe that this is not like in the forefront of treatment. You know what I mean? Cause it seems like what you're doing.
All the people at the top, this is what they're doing. I don't even know how many billionaires I've treated in the last month. So it's like, and you know, there's a reason they're doing it though. It's not because, you know, it's because they're smart and they're educated and they realize what is a better option. Why would they, and especially if they can afford it, why would they get surgery if they can just get an injection?
For sure. I mean, I'm 100% on that specifically because the injection. So it's a perinatal is the best because it's a younger stem cell, right? So you're just literally putting new stem cells into your body that will last longer because I'm assuming the older you get, the less, is it stem cells you have in your body?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the hallmarks of aging. It's called stem cell exhaustion. And so as you get older, just not only the number quantity decreases, but the actual functionality of the stem cells decreases. And that's a bigger issue, is because they're not functioning and doing what they need to do. So you don't repair and regenerate as well as you should when you're younger. So which is why it's important to not just, that's why replenishing them intravenously can help, but it also helps to replenish that functionality of it. And keeping your stem cells youthful, you know, whether using peptides, exercise, nutrition. That's why there's like, you know, there's other like kind of biohacking ways now to do that with like red light therapy, hyperbaric oxygen, stuff like that, that can facilitate your body's stem cell function.
Well, okay. So if someone's going to get stem cell, it must be expensive, right? Because why do people go to all of these countries to get it like cheap? But if you're going to get it cheap, you get what you.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the problem, right? Like, someone's offering you stem cells for like $2,000 or something, it's probably not going to work. Yeah, it's expensive, but it depends what you're getting. It ranges anywhere from like 10 to 30,000, depending on what you're doing. Most people are willing to pay for it because they want something, they want to be out of pain and they don't want to be sick anymore or whatever it is, you know? Is it 100% guarantee for everything? No, but nothing in medicine is. And it is a very high success rate. Like we're talking like 90 to 95%, especially for chronic pain. And so it does work very well for many, many issues. And, you know, it's just evolving. Like now we're getting into even organ injection. You can inject stem cells into the heart, into the kidney, liver. There's a big trial that was published to improve heart function and to decrease like recurrence of heart attacks. Because it makes sense, right? Like a lot of aging is just degenerative wear and tear, and stem cells, specifically mesenchymal stem cells, that's what we're talking about here, just to clarify, mesenchymal stem cells are the most easily accessible and they're very regenerative and anti-inflammatory and immunomodulatory. They have all these properties that just help to combat the aging process. So it makes sense. There is another, you know, there are, because a lot of people are like, oh, if I take other people's stem cells, is it not going to cause rejection or harm or something?
Right.
But the cool thing about mesenchymal stem cells is they're immunoprivileged. There's no HLA antigen, so meaning there's no protein on there that's going to cause a reaction. So that they're very safe to take that way. And also there's no chance of having tumors or anything either, because mesenchymal stem cells only have a limitation on how much they can divide and grow. So they're not going to grow into a tumor. That's the problem with embryonic stem cells. Like embryonic stem cells... Right. If you get them from an embryo, obviously that's controversial in the first place. But and then if you're taking embryonic stem cells, they can lead to tumors because they have uncontrolled proliferation. And then just a lot of people sometimes get confused because they're like, don't I have to match with my donor? It's not like that because they're mesenchymal stem cells. If you're using hematopoietic stem cells, which are like bone marrow transplants, like, you know, patients who get bone marrow transplants, that has to be matching because they're called HSCs. So there's a lot of nuance there, but basically, you know, we're using MSCs, which are mesenchymal stem cells, and they're the most ubiquitous right now. But there is another class of stem cells being developed using genetic engineering and cellular reprogramming called induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSC. That's a really like cool science fiction thing that really happened in real life. And now it's happening. It's where you actually take a skin. You can take any cell in your body and turn it into a baby stem cell. So it's wild. It's called cellular reprogramming. It's called the Yamanaka factors. He was given a Nobel Prize for it a few years ago, and it was a Japanese researcher, but it's being used clinically as well. But it's wild because to think that your body has ability, you basically can heal your own body from your own cells. Like, how wild is that? So I can just take your skin cell, I can reprogram it in stem cell, and then I can use that same cell, grow it, and then I can use that to treat you. That's why I think your body has everything inside of it to heal. We're just trying to figure out, now we're just trying to understand all these like interesting secrets almost that we're, you know, unraveling as science gets better and better.
Listen, if you ever need someone to do your research on, if you ever need someone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We're actually doing some research now with the iPSC cells. So if you want to be, if you want to do some stuff, but yeah, the research you would probably like the most is, cause I can tell you're into fitness is our gene therapy, which we can talk about, but it's this revolution. It's called follistatin gene therapy, but it basically helps you get more jacked and gives you more energy. So
I think I've heard about that, but okay. We're going to talk about that for sure. Because I am in the class of muscle being probably one of the most important things as we get older to focus on, like, you know, knowing that we suffer from sarcopenia, knowing that, you know, we're naturally losing muscle, but then as guys get older, there's a disconnect in how to train, right? Like the best way to train, like, you know, I'm 54. And I know that when I was in my late 30s and moving into my 40s, I couldn't train the same way. I had to change that up. I had to focus more on total body stuff. I had to focus more on recovery, like, you know, mobility and that sort of thing, so I could sustain sustainability, but also building muscle, even though it's, you know, total body. There's so many different ways to build muscle. But muscle's so important. Like, can you talk to that and how important it is?
I to give people a little background, like, yeah, I've been training as a natural bodybuilder and powerlifter for over a decade. I've deadlifted over 600 pounds, and I don't do that just because, you know, whatever. I enjoy it, but like it's also because I know how important muscle is, and I'm a health freak, and muscle is the organ of longevity. That's the simple truth of it. And so, why is it the organ of longevity? It's because it comes back to cellular signaling, which is going to be the theme of, you know, my talk here. But basically, that's what it's all about, because you get something called myokines that are released from muscle. They're another type of cytokine. And so cytokines are basically proteins or cellular signals. And so myokines are released from muscle, and they go throughout the whole body to decrease inflammation. They improve bone health. They decrease your risk of cancer, decrease your risk of diabetes. And there's so many other benefits, but that's why it's that complex organ. We used to just think, hey, muscle looks good. You know, like just get jacked because it looks good. But now we're like, wait a minute, it's not just about muscle's not just this dumb. It's not just this dumb organ that's just there for musculoskeletal, like just to help movement and help to lift things. It's actually a complex organ structure that's communicating with your body to protect your body. So it's by far the most important factor in preventing, you know, decreased quality of life and frailty as you get older.
Wow. So where does, I mean, that's 100%. I'm so happy that you're saying this, because, you know, if they're hearing it from me all the time, but, you know, when you hear it from the same person over and over again, it's, yeah, whatever, whatever. But hearing it from someone like you is really important. And it is so important. Like, I mean, I don't know how much you can't state that you've got to, you know, train with resistance. You've got to, as you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, 100, because I want to live till I'm 100. I just said that on another episode of that I just shot. Like, I want to live till I'm 100, but I don't want to live like my grandmother in a wheelchair at 99. I want to be doing burpees. I want to, you know, see my great grandchildren and so on. So anything that will help that longevity is key. Where does gene therapy come in?
Yeah, well, so gene therapy is basically introducing a foreign bacteria or virus into your system to carry some sort of protein, peptide, or whatever you're trying to administer, but some sort of treatment. That's what gene therapy is at a very high level. The problem is with gene therapy for many years, the only way was to do viral vectors, and viruses are very expensive to grow. And there was also like issues sometimes with like causing infections and other things. But bacterial vectors, people couldn't figure out how to do it without causing same thing, like causing issues. But for the first time in the world, like these two scientists kind of came up with this bacterial gene therapy. It's called a mini circle because it's like a little circle, plasmid bacterial vector. And it basically doesn't translocate into your DNA or doesn't change your DNA. But what it does, it just carries a peptide or protein, whatever protein or peptide you want, and it secretes it at a low dose every day. So whatever you're trying to target, it can be very specific and customized. So for example, the first one that they made is called follistatin. And follistatin is this peptide that's been around for a long time. It's been around for like maybe 20 years. People interested in follistatin is because it blocks myostatin, or meaning there's an antagonistic relationship. So the higher your follistatin, the lower your myostatin. And myostatin, for people who don't know, think about those. I don't know if you've seen those pictures of those jack cows, those really muscular cows. Is because they have a myostatin. They have a myostatin deficiency. Ronnie Coleman probably had a myostatin deficiency. Like a lot of high level bodybuilders have a myostatin deficiency because they basically don't have this enzyme that sets a limit on how much muscle they can put on. And so everyone genetically has their own relationship with that, but this is the first therapy in the world that actually helps to lower your myostatin, and therefore it helps to increase your muscle mass. And importantly, it's also very anti-catabolic. So if you're dieting or losing weight, you're not going to lose muscle. And they have DEXA scans to help, you know, to confirm that because there's a phase one trial that they did, which is being published later this year. I am working, actually, they recruited me to work with them. So I'm excited to be working with them because I'm going to be their chief medical officer. But basically, But the scientist who invented it is like a brilliant technology. So basically the follistatin, it's just a little subcutaneous injection in your fat. It takes like a minute to administer and it lasts for 2 years and the benefits are unreal. And the benefits are, yeah, exactly. So basically so I did it about 6 weeks ago. I've been working out for 10 years and I've already broken like 3 personal records and I have more energy. I'm not tired in the morning. And it's crazy almost how good it is. It's like one of those things that you just like, it's like science fiction almost. It's like, how is this even possible? But it's unreal. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I think it's going to be great for the aging population, for longevity. I think everyone's going to want it. It's just a matter of time once we start promoting it. Yeah. we're just keeping it, you know, we're doing it for some influential folks right now. But we're going to start, you know, offering it publicly in a few months. But even like, the cool thing is like, you know, people who are not even trying to put on muscle, like my nurse, she did it as well. And she lost like 9 pounds of fat without changing her exercise and nutrition because it just decreases inflammation, it increases metabolism, and just allows your body to process fat better. So that's what it seems like. So it's a really cool gene. So that's the first gene therapy, follistatin, but we're making other ones too. Like we're making a testosterone gene therapy. So you don't have to inject yourself with testosterone twice a week. You just do one injection and you're good for 2 years. So it's amazing technology. And, it's funded by Peter Thiel, who's like a, you know, he's a billionaire, friends with like Musk and Elon, like those, you know, those people. So he's our main investor. So we have good backing and it's exciting. Yeah. It's going to be, I think it's really going to revolutionize medicine, to be honest, because we can take away a lot from the big pharmaceutical companies which they're not going to like, but that's what it's all about though.
Well, that's my next question about like, okay, so all this is amazing. Like I love the fact that is this natural? Like, are we talking natural?
Follistatin is a peptide, right? So
yeah.
A peptide is not, I mean, there are some professional organizations who ban peptides, but that's just okay. Because they don't they banned PRP like 10 years ago. Like they're so stupid with certain things. So they understand that it's not for performance enhancing, it's for recovery and longevity and stuff like, so I don't really know where that line is. I treat a lot of pro athletes and a lot of them do peptides because they don't care, because you can't test for peptides anyway. There's no way to test for it in the blood. But it's not like anabolic steroids where it's going to harm your body or something. It's very safe.
Right, right. So, okay, so that's where the peptides come in. But what are the pharmaceutical companies going to, like, what, you know, is it kind of like, well, we'll just wait and see. We're going to go, you know.
They're going to put negative. They already put negative. Our company's called MiniCircle. If you Google MiniCircle, there's already negative press on us because and that's just going to keep happening probably. Into a point where but even stem cells, if you Google stem cells, you'll get all these FDA warnings and like illegal clinics, blah, blah, blah. And it's just because they're trying to control the narrative, right? It's the same thing with COVID. Like that is the same thing, right? And now, wait, two years later, we're like, whoops, like, sorry, maybe we shouldn't have given it to everyone, no matter what. Like, it's just, so I feel like there's always going to be the mainstream media and the outlets, because there's always going to be lobbyists and people who are going to want certain messages sent out there. And that's why these platforms are so important, to get the truth. The truth is not always simple, right? And I always think of Tesla as the best analogy, because you know, I've been following Tesla for a long time. I invested them in early on, and they were the perfect example, because all the big oil companies wanted them to go out of business. So there was all this negative media and news around them. If you look at the news from 2014 to 2020, all it was like, Tesla's going bankrupt. Tesla's not going to survive. They don't know what they're doing. Their cars suck, blah, 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 this and that. And it was all just, that was a whole narrative for 6 years. And then once they became profitable, they're like, oh, wait, and then everything just shifts. It's like, because they couldn't hide it anymore, right? They tried to suppress it. They tried to go bankrupt. They shorted the hell out of the company, but that's what these guys do. These big corporate greed players. They don't necessarily want people to know the truth about everything, because it takes away from their profits.
For sure. Hey, let me just a side note. Is Life Force mean anything to you? Like Tony Robbins came to Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. He came to Canada with Life Force, and then I really haven't heard much from it since. In fact, I have the book. I have his Life
Force. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just spoke with him and his son just a few weeks ago, because they're interested in the gene therapy. Okay. It's our proprietary technology, so we're the only ones in the world who have it. But basically, they're looking for a doctor, I think, to partner with in Canada. So they're just trying to figure out. I have my own brand, and I think it'll be better. It'll be better than his. So
okay. Well, I'm staying with you. This is amazing. I mean, I love the fact that peptides, stem cells, the muscle is key. What are things men like, now that guys are hearing this, you know, and interest starts to peak, because you hear about muscle, you hear about stem cells and being able to regenerative you know, therapy and medicine, to be able to, like for me with my lower back and my shoulder already, I'm like, okay, you know, I gotta see it, because you know, I don't want to keep doing it.
We're down the street from each other.
Okay. I'm not boring. Cool. I'm coming to see you. Like, that's, I don't even care how much it costs. I'm coming to see you. But like, now that all of this stuff's starting to happen, what are some of the things that men over 40 can start to do to help with anti-aging, longevity, you know, things that they should be looking into?
Yeah, so I think the foundations are always going to be the foundations, which is, you know, exercise, nutrition, sleep, stress, community, like purpose, meaning, all that stuff. That's the foundation, right? And so a lot of people don't even know the foundation, because they don't know how to do it properly. And so I think doing something like, I'm a big fan of this company called the DNA company. It's this test. You just spit in it. It's a saliva test. You just spit in it, but it gives you specific details based off your genetics, what type of foods and exercise and stuff would be best for you. And it's one of the tests, and it's one of the few tests in the world that's actually it's validated, and the geneticist who worked on it is really smart. So I think that's an easy thing to do. Everyone can do it. You just order it at home and you mail it. And it'll give you at least something customizable to your body based off your genetics. Because a lot of people just don't know where to start, or they just look up whatever the latest trend is. You know, they're like, oh, keto's trending right now, or intermittent fasting, or whatever. These are all just tools. These aren't something that you necessarily are going to use all the time, right? So people have to like better understand that it's all about individualization. And so if, you know, me eating a lot of protein and low carb works for me, but maybe that's not the best for you, right? And so you have to figure out what's the best for your body based off the DNA testing, and then even blood work sometimes, inflammatory markers and other things you can track. The other big thing is a continuous glucose monitor, like a CGM, because you can use that too to just monitor how your body responds to different foods. Like, you know, I could eat a banana and you eat a banana, my blood sugar spikes through the roof and your blood sugar stays fine. So then it's like, obviously I shouldn't be eating bananas, but the only way I would knew that is if I had a CGM to see that. So the point is there's ways to get nuanced approach instead of just being like, I got to do carnivore, I got to do keto because this person's doing it. And so, and the same thing with exercise, like exercise is such a, like I could talk for hours about exercise just because it's so complicated, right? Like it's not like just showing up and just moving some weights and just being like, okay, see you. Like that's fine for maybe a couple months, but then your body is smart. It has something called adaptation. And if you just do the same stimulus over and over, it's going to stop working. And then if you don't know how to do what's called periodization, and you don't know how to do optimized recovery, there's a lot of nuance to it. So like, I feel like every person in the world needs a trainer or a coach or someone to help them, guide them. And that's just, that's just my belief. And I do have a company that's trying to help with that using machine learning as well. And just because I feel like coaching is not that as accessible as it should be, because for some people it's too expensive. The point is having a coach or a trainer makes a huge difference. I think just investing in that is probably the best investment you can make into your health. It's just going to give you so much more insight than you can ever. Even though I'm experienced, I still have a coach. I still have someone who helps me with programming and stuff like that. It's always good. Why do the best players in the world have a coach? They're the number one tennis player in the world, but he still has a coach, so everyone needs a coach.
I agree 100%. I think, for our programming, I know. So here's a couple of things. Number one, there's no certification for trainers or coaches on how to train men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, the aging man, how to train them, how to coach them. There's nothing out there. There will be, because I'm developing that certification, because I've been doing it for over a decade and have helped thousands and thousands of men transform. But it's all under that exact same thing you just said. It's just a balance plate nutrition plan, programming that's periodized, specific for the older guy with the recovery portion of it. But after a while, I always say, guys, get your blood work done, get your testosterone done, get all that stuff, because I'm giving you the foundation. But I love salads and that's part of the stuff that I eat, but I can't eat tomatoes, right? Tomatoes are something that's in the food list, but I can't eat tomatoes. Someone else may be able to. So that's how we start to individualize things when you have that foundation. But yeah, getting a coach or getting someone to program for you is so important. And I think that that's key for older guys, because I'm telling you, when older guys come, they have no clue what to do. And yeah, it's not their fault, because there's no information out there for men over 40. There's information for over 40, which is usually women. But if there's no real information, okay, how do I train? What should I eat? What hormone should I be, focusing on? So it is not, that's where you need that coach.
And it's perfect, because you're obviously filling a niche that needs to be filled, because like you said, the certification you're going to make is going to help a lot of people, because it's not generic, right? You can't just be like, what works in your 20s doesn't necessarily work over in your 40s. So, and that's part of the issue with everything, to be honest, is, I think as men age, what can you do to help their bodies to adapt, or what can you do, like you were asking earlier about, what can you do from a regenerative standpoint? So I think peptides are probably the lowest hanging fruit. Obviously, I'm sure you've talked about hormones many times. So obviously just hormones testosterone, GH, stuff like that. But then peptides are the other thing, because peptides are super helpful for anti-aging and combating and helping with recovery. And now, peptide is just a chain of amino acids, right? It's just a protein. And so the most famous peptide in the world is insulin, right? And that was discovered a long time ago. But now we have designer peptides, right? A lot of people have heard of Ozempic because, the Kardashians, whatever. But now there's a new one called Mounjaro Trizepatide. It's like a second generation Ozempic. But these are basically weight loss drugs, right? But what are they? They're just a chain of amino acids, a protein. It sends a signal to your body to keep you fuller. And so that's kind of the gist of it, right? And so, but there's different peptides now. We have designer peptides that can help with regeneration, that can help reduce inflammation. They can increase your cardiorespiratory fitness. There's peptides that can help with sleep. There's peptides that can help with anxiety. So there's so many different peptides now. And so I think when it comes to recovery and anti-aging, definitely the peptides that are lowest hanging fruit in my mind for anti-aging are, one called CJC and Ipramorelin, which is like a growth hormone releasing hormone peptide. So basically, because as you get older, your growth hormone decreases, but you don't necessarily want to take exogenous growth hormone because it shuts down your own production. And so this is just sending signals to your own body to help increase production. And it's something you can do even just a couple times a year, and it can give you benefits for anti-aging and helping with recovery if you're finding your body's really beat up after workouts. And then the same thing with another peptide called BPC-157, which is, some people call it the Wolverine peptide, because it helps with just healing and regeneration and, again, just recovery. So I feel like those ones are easy things to do. And there, I mean, there's so many other peptides too, but like, I would say those are two easy ones for a lot of people to potentially do for a couple months and then just, you know, make them feel better in their 40s and 50s, help them recover better, adapt to training better, and then go from there. And then from like, you know, from like, if you want something a bit more advanced, that's where IV, intravenous stem cells or intravenous exosomes come in. And that's where that really goes through your whole body and literally makes you younger at a cellular level. And gives you more energy, makes you feel younger and all that stuff. Like I remember I had an NHL player who was 35 years old. So he's not super old, but you know, in the NHL, that's considered an older side and you're beat up a little bit. And he said after he did the intravenous stem cell treatments, he felt like he was 10 years younger again. So it's pretty dramatic example, but the point is people typically feel younger in the sense they have more energy and they just feel better after doing those intravenous treatments. And so the thing is, to me, it's efficiency because, yeah. You know, I don't know if you know Brian Johnson. He's a Blueprint guy who's spending like $2 million a year. He's actually, we just spoke with him too. He's going to do the Falstad in as well. But like, yeah, we're getting every billionaire on the planet to do it. That's our plan right now. So, but it's crazy though. The guy spends his whole life like just doing biohacking stuff. Like I feel like that's not a life, you know, at that point it's kind of weird. Like it should be like, I'm all about efficiency and like, I guess I'm kind of lazy. Like I want whatever's the minimal input for the most output. And so, you know, that's why I love the Falstad gene therapy and the intravenous stem cells. They take literally together, like maybe 2 hours to administer and the benefits last for 2 years and they make you feel younger. They make you feel better. But there's all these other small things, I guess you can do biohacking, but you have to do them every day, and you have to keep thinking about it and doing it all the time. So, you know, for me, it's just, I'm so busy too. And I want to do what's going to be the most impactful with the least time investment.
Right. Wow. So where do people get peptides? Where would I, if I wanted the CGC and the BPC?
Yeah, we'll hook you up when you come in. Okay. the problem is in Canada, there's maybe two compounding pharmacies you can get it from. There's not many pharmacies that have it yet. So it's still, but in US it's everywhere. Like it's everywhere in US. Yeah. Okay. It's not even an issue in US. If you're in Middle East or Asia, then it's hard to get. You would typically probably have to order it online. The only reputable one I recommend is Tan Labs. They're a Canadian based company, but they have a good manufacturing. They do ship to people who want to, you know, obviously it is self-administered. Right. And they have good quality.
Cool. So another thing I wanted to ask you about is, I don't know where I don't know where it was, but Botox. I think, I don't know if I saw you post something about Botox.
Yeah, with
I'm thinking about, you know, my wife right now, mm-hmm. in regards to that. And so like, you know, when she gets stuff done.
Cosmetics is huge in regenerative medicine. So because instead of having to use Botox, because Botox, yes, obviously it paralyzes the muscle. It helps your wrinkles to go get less, but the problem is over time it weakens the muscles. So what happens when you weaken the muscle? It atrophies, meaning it shrinks. And when it shrinks, your skin sags and then you look even older. So Botox long-term is actually going to cause you to age. And like the best was like someone said to me, like Botox is like a cult. Once you're in it for life. For and sure. So it's just like, it's like, you know, it's like a lifelong membership because you have to keep doing it. And so I'm like, why would anyone want that? Like if there's an alternative. And so the alternative is we have what's called a non-surgical facelift we do, and it lasts for 2 years. And basically what we do is we do something called microneedling with a combination of radio frequency, which helps to tighten the skin. But then when you're doing that procedure, you're injecting stem cells, exosomes, and you're injecting fibroblasts. So fibroblasts are cells that stimulate your collagen production. So it helps to tighten your skin. Right. So basically you're injecting, and obviously we talked about stem cells and exosomes, why they're so beneficial, but they're obviously very beneficial for skin and aging too, because why does your skin age? At a cellular level, it's aging for the same reasons, the chronic inflammation, the oxidative stress, mm-hmm. the mitochondrial dysfunction. There's all these things that happen at a cellular level. So the stem cells help to restore that. So that's why it makes you look younger. And so that's basically the idea behind the stem cell facial or exosome facial, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind too. we're coming to – hey, can we do all this in –
We can do the exosomes. We can't do stem cells in Canada. So
okay.
Depending on what you end up needing, like if it's like, we'll see, we'll take a look at your shoulder and back. Sometimes the exosomes are enough or PRP. But the facial we're doing in Canada.
Wow. That's incredible, man. This is so much. I mean, I got to keep having you on this podcast because I think more and
it's
more.
Evolving, people yeah. Like it's an evolving yeah. field. And like, there's going to be like, you know, now we're working on 3D bioprinting. We're working on gene edited stem cells. So there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline. And I'm very fortunate just because I have access to a lot of people around the world, and a lot of people reach out to me now, so I get to be on the cutting edge of things, which is super fun.
And how long do you think this is going to become like a normal thing that everyday people will be able to go and get the stem cells? Because it is expensive, but you want billionaires, as you mentioned, right? You want every billionaire in the world, but what about like the rest of the people who want access?
Well, I think with any new technology, that's how, like, think about plastic, Botox is a perfect example, plastic surgery. In the 80s and early 90s, it was only celebrities and influencers, like wealthy people doing it. And then by the mid 2000s, late 2000s, everyone's doing it. So right. I feel like there's that transition period. And I think we're at the beginning of that transition period. So I feel like it'll still be 10, 15 years before it's like everyone will be doing it. But I think that'd be my predicted timeline. I think where it's really mainstream and you're seeing it everywhere being done, but it's going to happen. Like there's no, it's just a matter of time. That's my whole vision too. Yes. I know I'm saying I do treat a lot of influential, famous people, whatever, but that's not my goal. And it's a necessary evil in a sense, because you have to kind of treat them. So it trickles down. Yeah, exactly. So it's just, if you treat, when you treat them, every other player wants to come because you treated the top guy. So it's like, it's the same thing with, like, I find with, like, unfortunately celebrities carry, I don't understand it, but for whatever reason, celebrities carry a lot of weight. So when people know you treat celebrities, then they're more likely to come to you. So it's just weird, really the society works.
Yeah. And that is good in your sense too, because again, like when you have a stamp of approval of a celebrity or a professional athlete, like I work with the UFC. So like, I'm not like, why isn't every fighter coming to you? In order to get that the treatment specifically for recovery, specifically for injuries, exactly.
Once they find out about it, it's just awareness, right? And then once they find out about it, then they start, yeah. And then that's what Joe Rogan's, obviously a lot of people go for stem cell treatments to Panama because of Joe Rogan, because he promoted Panama as a clinic. I have no issue with Panama or Colombia, but I have sometimes issues with the doctors themselves because they're not trained necessarily in interventional stuff. They're not necessarily good at the injection part. We're pretty much using the same products. We're using a similar type of stem cells, but it's just the administration of them that's important too. And, we have our own protocols to combine them with peptides to maximize the effectiveness. So, and the problem is a lot of the people who open up those clinics are just businessmen. They're not scientists. And so they're just trying to like maximize their money. And they're not necessarily maximizing good science always.
Right. So the scientist is the key, making sure that there's someone there that wants to administer something that's going to work and not just, make that money. Right. Man, this is great. So any last words or any last advice for these guys as they're getting older to help with longevity? I know you mentioned a few things, but like what's one thing we can start with today? To help with, or one thing we got to stop doing, right? Like, let's go back to the stop doing. I want to flip the script. Like, because we can tell people, oh, yeah, you got to do this and you got to do this. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I am doing that. But I'm also doing, what are the things that we got to stop doing in order to help us age better?
I think for men over 40 specifically, one of the common things I see is, just not, I mean, I guess not meditating, I don't know what to say, but like, it's I guess they're not meditating. So they need to start meditating. Right. So I'm going to say stop doing, I guess, but it's a big thing. Meditation and mindfulness is so important for your body. And it does slow down aging. Like there's been studies showing it can help with like telomere length and stuff like that. But our bodies are designed for that. We have something called a relaxation response, and we have this innate system in us to help kind of replenish and recharge your system. And meditation is a big part of that. And so a lot of people don't, I think they under appreciate how important that is. They exercise, they work on their nutrition, their sleep will be okay, but then they're not doing anything for like mindfulness and meditation. And I just think that's such an undervalued and underappreciated thing. And just learning how to do that properly, whether it doesn't necessarily have to be you listening to, doing some weird, yoga retreat or whatever. Like you can just do like, just find what works for you, but something that gets you present in the moment and allows you to be mindful and, and gratitude, right? Like, I think one thing people don't do enough of, I guess to your question, is not enough gratitude, right? Like, especially to be in the West, born in the Western world and all that, like, appreciating how lucky and fortunate we are and using that as an opportunity to give back. I mean, that's kind of my whole philosophy on things is we're lucky to be where we are. And our job is to help other people. So if if you have that gratitude and appreciation, I feel like a lot, it's going to be so important for longevity, because it just slows down aging. It just does, because when people are, you know, when they're stressed, like a lot of times it's like first world problems, right? Like stress and everything. And that's just because of lack of perspective, because they can't be grateful for what they have, because they don't appreciate, like, you know, what our ancestors had to go through and everything for us to be here.
Incredible, because I've created like our gratitude journal, the Alpha Gratitude Journal for our brothers. I do a 21-day gratitude challenge for our brothers. And it's so crazy that you just said that, because I'm looking right now, literally today, into a 21-day meditation challenge. Looking for, like, you know, meditation, you know, MP3s, putting together a whole challenge, because again, these guys, it's important for them to have something to start with, right? Like, okay, we can say, yeah, you got to meditate, but then they're like, well, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't
exactly,
know.
Yeah.
That's and then amazing. It's gone. And then it's gone. Then they're doing something else. So trying to get them something. So I'm extremely happy you just said both of those things. It's amazing, man. It's
amazing. He didn't pay me to say that. You guys got a good guy here. He's awesome.
That's incredible. Well, Adil, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Where can people find you? Where can people, on social media, at your clinic? Go for it. Let us know where we can find you.
Yeah, I mean, I work all over the world. So I'm like a nomad doctor now. So I work I'm in Toronto. But that's my base for half the year. But I'm also working in Mexico doing stem cells there. I work in Dubai. I'm working in Italy as well, so I'm going there next week to do some stem cell work. And I'm also working in Japan. I'm going to be working in Japan in the summers. So I work all over the world, and people can reach out, and if they want to see me anywhere in the world, for scheduling and all that, it's the best is through email on my Instagram. My Instagram's at dr.akhan, K-H-A-N, and the email's on there, and people can send us an email. And my staff are pretty good at getting people in, although I think I have 150 people on my wait list or something. Oh. Don't worry, we'll get you in.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. That's amazing. I'm so happy that I met you, and thank you so much for being on the podcast. And we'll have you on again. Good luck with everything. I'm obviously going to be, you know, front and center. And any new things that come out, please come back and let us know, because, you know, my guys are interested in all of this stuff and really longevity.
Yeah, I think the testosterone gene therapy, maybe once we get that out and rolling in the study, then maybe I'll come back and talk about that. Because I think people will love the gene therapy for testosterone and growth hormone. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.